when Dominic Benhura started creating traditional Zimbabwean sculptures. As a young man, 40 years ago, he never thought it would make him famous and rich. He was born into a family of poor farmers in 1968. He grew up in Murewa, 90 kilometers northeast of Harare. Today, he is now an internationally recognized artist and a leading master of sculpting stone, a hard substance that comes from the ground and is used for building and carving. Sculptors from Zimbabwe's Shona ethnic group use basic tools to carve expressive art into heavy pieces of stone. Some weigh several tons. The art form goes back to ancient Great Zimbabwe, founded in the 11th century. Shona sculpture can be seen at New York's Museum of Modern Art, Chicago's Field Museum of Natural History, the Indianapolis Museum of Art, as well as the British Museum. Benhura learned the art from other sculptors after moving to the capital, Harare, in 1979, 1 year before Zimbabwe won independence from Britain. "I was so fascinated by people creating something out of stone, so I asked them if I could help them finishing their work," he told Reuters reporters. In time, Benhura found his own special way of sculpting. He creates sculptures that appear to have motion. "My art celebrates life, and I am inspired by my day-to-day life. I do animals, I do plants, I do birds," he said. He also sculpts women and children. He said he is especially drawn to them as subjects because he was raised by his mother and aunt. His father died before he was born. Benhura's work brought him out of poverty. It has given him a life he describes as blessed. When he was 23, he bought his first house in Harare. He now lives and works in one of the capital city's costlier neighborhoods. Benhura has permanent displays of his work around the world, including Australia, Italy, and several museums in the United States. But he wishes his home country had more of the sculptures for the public to see. He said Zimbabwe simply does not have enough museums to keep the art. "I wish we'd have more museums so that our work is also retained in Africa for future generations," Benhura said. I'm Jill Robbins.